my name is Bacardi. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No. I don't know if you can help me or not, but I heard that I had an appointment at Elmore County, and that they are calling people today, telling them that they don't have vaccine up there anymore. Do you know if that's true or not?
Unfortunately, this isn't a vaccine line.
Oh, okay.
But so, I do answer the vaccine line, and I think I've heard that once yesterday.
Okay. Do you think they'll have my appointment is actually next week up in Elmore County, and I tried calling their number, and they don't answer anymore. Do you know if they get a vaccines in every weekend or if they're going to hit or miss or?
Unfortunately, I don't know that.
Okay.
Okay. They don't give us that type of information.
Yeah. Yeah. No, because I was thinking about taking off from work and trying out Montgomery Mall. If I have an appointment on Monday in Elmore County, but I have two older friends that are, and they said one had Thursday and one had Friday, and their appointments have been just canceled because they don't have the vaccine up there. And so, you know, here you are counting, avoiding, and, you know, not planning on going to Montgomery when I have an appointment on Monday. But if they're going to cancel on me, I'm going to hot-foot it over there to Montgomery
so
Mall.
So they're just canceling and not registering?
Nope.
I mean,
nope.
That's not even the word I'm trying to say.
Rescheduling
is the word I was trying to say.
No, they called them and canceled.
Mm.
And no reschedule.
Oh.
So that's kind of, you know, here I've been counting on Monday, you know, the 15th, and if they're not going to have vaccines, then I miss the opportunity here at Montgomery Mall. You know, that's not going to be, I'm not going to be a happy person.
Unfortunately, I don't want to steer you wrong and say
right.
This is a wait because we don't have the information. And
yeah.
There's no way possible for me to even answer that question without
okay.
lying to you. So,
I appreciate your honesty. Always be honest. You never make anybody mad when you're honest. Unless somebody says, does this look good on me? And it doesn't. Or do you like my shade of purple lipstick? Interesting.
Not interesting.
Always be honest. As an older person, I look back in my life and I say, always be honest.
Well, my
but
friends are very honest, and sometimes it does hurt my feelings, but
it
I'm
does
not going to
hurt,
tell them
but,
that.
But you,
so it's okay.
Yeah. Well,
I'd rather them tell the truth than to lie to me. So,
yeah, thank you.
You could try our vaccine number if you like, but I'm
okay.
not sure if they'll be able
how
to answer it.
Okay, how is Montgomery doing with their vaccines? Are you having any issues?
I haven't had any complaints.
Okay.
If that's
well,
what you're asking.
Right, yeah. Okay.
That's about the
well,
only county
you.
That I haven't had a complaint from.
Okay. Well, thank you for helping. Bye.
No problem. Did you want the vaccine number? Or were you okay?
Yeah. No, go ahead.
That number is 855.
866.
5333.
Okay. Thank you much. Bye.
No problem. And thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You enjoy your day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.